Serving as your moderator this evening, my name is Art Franklin, and proud that CBS 42 is a partner of what is a meaningful...
That's Art Franklin, anchor for CBS 42. He's on the pulpit of the historic 16th Street Baptist Church in downtown Birmingham. He's tonight's moderator for the first stop in the Corey Wise Wise Up Tour.
How difficult was it, Corey, for you to watch When They See Us, when you watched the portrayal of your character?
Hard.
And that's Corey Wise. The two are sitting in front of hundreds, including public officials. Wise is one of the black teenagers who became known as the Central Park Five. The boys, ranging in age from 14 to 16, were falsely convicted and imprisoned for assault, sexual abuse, and riot. Wise is here to talk about the impact of the case, not just on him, but on pop culture.
Where did you see the lady?
One lady.
The female jogger was severely beaten and raped.
Every black male who was in the park last night is a suspect. I need all of them.
What's going on with my son?
Your son was involved in a rape in Central Park.
Wise's story is featured in the critically acclaimed Netflix series, When They See Us. It was directed by Academy Award-nominated director Ava DuVernay. 30 years later, the men are now known as the Exonerated Five.
Pretty much my journey started from 1989, April 21st.
Jarrell Jerome is the actor who portrayed Wise in the series When They See Us. He took home this year's Emmy for Best Leading Dramatic Actor in a Limited Series. Here's a clip from one of his scenes. Wise had just found out that his sister had passed away while he was in jail.
She called my mom. Make sure she's okay.
We're here to make sure that you're okay, Corey.
Me?
Yes. We are here for you.
You're here for me. I'll be here forever, sir. I'm not sure what you mean.
If there is anything...
I'll be here forever, sir!
All right.
I don't know what you mean!
All right, come on. Let's go.
Wise is here in Alabama to kick off his Wise Up tour. He's spreading the word about criminal justice and criminal justice reform and says that it's a social justice issue.
You don't give a fuck about me! All
right. Wise was not on a list of people police wanted to question, but his friend at the time, Yusef Salam, was.
So I went up with him. Long story short from that, I didn't get back to 14 years later.
Both are now members of the Exonerated Five. Wise didn't want his friend to go alone, so he went to the station with him. Even though Wise was not supposed to be questioned, the cops encouraged him to come to the station with his friend. What Wise says he didn't know at the time was that being a teenage black male matched the type authorities were looking for in connection to the crime.
I will always say to this very day, I was kidnapped. I wasn't arrested, I was kidnapped. So...
Out of all the boys, Wise somehow managed to have the longest sentence after being coerced to confess to crimes he did not commit. It was not until 14 years after his wrongful sentencing that the one man who actually committed the crime confessed and passed the DNA test to match the DNA found at the crime scene that all of the Exonerated Five failed to match. In 2013, the five won a lawsuit against the state of New York where their settlement totaled in $41 million. Wise receives the most out of the five since his sentence was the longest. Today, Wise is known as an advocate for criminal justice reform. He works to exonerate other men who have been falsely convicted of crimes they did not commit with the organization, the Innocence Project. His tour will continue to make stops nationwide. For APR News, I'm Tina Turner in Tuscaloosa.